All right, welcome everybody. Good morning here on Thursday morning. It's time for some Start or Sit. Adam Azer here with Jamie Eisenberg. Dave is doing some radio stuff. He'll be in about 5 minutes or so. We're going to look at the NFC home games plus Monday Night Football, Indianapolis hosting Philadelphia. So that'll give us all NFC home games and that one AFC home game. Good morning, Jamie.
I would just like to say this is the first podcast of the regular season I've showed up to on time. And I apologize for my lateness.
Don't worry about it. Everybody understands.
Yeah, but they hate me.
Newborn. No, just me. Me hating you, not they hate me. Just to be clear on that. We'll talk about Cam Newton, Nick Foles, Vincent Jackson, Rashad Jennings. A bunch of injuries to update you on. We'll do some tweets for the Pittsburgh-Baltimore game tonight. Who do you like?
I like Baltimore.
Yeah, me too. That's all. That is all. I got a stat of the day for you. I couldn't really... Last week I had like three good ones. This week... Didn't really have one. Not that much data to go off. Like last week I was using, 2013 stuff. Mm-hmm. Last six tight ends to face the 49ers in a regular season game. Ready? Jared Cook led St. Louis in receiving with three catches for 49 yards. Luke Wilson led Seattle in receiving with three catches for 70 yards and a touchdown. Tim Wright led Tampa Bay in receiving with seven for 82 and a touchdown. Tony Gonzalez, 63 yards and a touchdown. Rob Housler, five catches for 78 yards, which is a lot for him, and Jake Ballard caught a one-yard touchdown. But then finally they shut down Jason Witten last week. So really the last five regular season games against the Niners last year, they were terrible against tight ends.
They were.
But you don't really love Martellus Bennett, especially Dave. Dave has him in the 20s. You have him 14th in standard, 15 in PPR.
Would you like a pro and a con for Martellus Bennett?
Yeah.
Which would you like first?
The pro.
The pro is that Martellus Bennett could be called upon in heavy pass situations if Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey are limited or don't play. Because
the con.
The con is that the Bears are potentially missing two starting offensive linemen, so he could spend a lot of time blocking. And that's kind of where I'm leaning, because I expect the receivers to play.
I have a quick programming reminder for Era 1. So tomorrow's starter sit for the AFC home games. Dave and Jamie are going to do that. They're also going to reflect on Thursday. So instead of doing a Thursday night podcast, they're going to do a Friday podcast. But it's going to come out in the afternoon. So we apologize. You won't have it tomorrow morning, but you'll have it tomorrow afternoon. You can have it Saturday morning as well.
For your weekend listening pleasure.
Exactly. And you should have it by your afternoon drive on Friday.
Can we apologize in advance for any technical difficulties?
No. There are no excuses.
I think they're... Well...
You guys,
there's definitely excuses.
No, there will be no technical difficulties. Everything will go off without a hitch. Damn you. Injuries, news, and notes. Ben Tate mentioned it yesterday, 2 to 4 weeks with a knee sprain. Bobby Rainey this week against St. Louis. What do you think?
Low-end flex. I just don't know how much you can count on. Wait. Back up. Sorry, who'd you say?
Oh, gosh. I got him confused with Doug Martin. Terrence West this week.
Yes. Number two, low end number two. I think you got to keep in mind that New Orleans defense is good. They didn't show up last week against the Falcons. A lot of that was in the passing game. The Falcons didn't run the ball well, but you have to just sort of look at where Tate was last week. I wouldn't go crazy in making him like a must start guy. If you recall, a couple of my teams that we've discussed, I believe my podcast team is one of them, where I just took a bunch of second-tier running backs. Terrence West was one of them.
Oh, nice.
I think so. In some of my deeper leagues, Terrence West was on my bench. And so I think this is one of those leagues where I can plug him in.
Now, Doug Martin, do you expect him to play and Bobby Rainey? What do you think?
I think Doug Martin's going to play, but we'll have to wait and see what happens today and tomorrow with practice if Rainey plays low-end flex.
Jordan Cameron says his shoulder's okay. Do you think he plays this week against New Orleans?
I do not.
Carson Palmer has a sore shoulder. Doesn't seem to be anything concerning there. He's at the Giants.
It's going to happen to him a lot this year.
Eddie Lacy expected to play against the Jets. You would not start, let's say, Justin Forsett over Lacy, would you?
No, Lacy's still a top 10 guy for me.
But just playing it safe?
That game is 4 o'clock or 1 o'clock?
4.
4 o'clock. So there's a lot of 4 o'clocks this week. I think you could find people to cover you.
Gotcha. Chris Long.
And that's assuming you don't have Starks.
Chris Long, St. Louis defensive end, good player. 8 to 10 weeks he's out with an ankle injury.
Yeah, this DST got sideways quick. So it's one of those that if you're inclined to stream, this is one to do it. It's funny because I never, ever in my life take defenses like early. And I did in one league because of our keeper rules. So our keeper rules kick in and we in round eight or later. So round seven, I didn't like anything on the board. And I'm like, well, I'm never going to keep my DST. I'll take the Rams because the Seahawks are already gone. So I took the Rams in round seven. And now I hate myself.
But what's wrong with their defense now?
Well, it just means now teams can focus on double-teaming Robert Quinn because they don't have – they have a very deep defensive line. But Chris Long and Quinn are the anchors of that defensive line. And, it's why we like teams like the Broncos, teams that have good, bookend pass rushers. And they lose that a little bit without Long in there.
Quarterback Sean Hill did not practice Wednesday as a quad injury.
I was going to start him.
Today. All three starting Miami running back or linebackers are hurt.
Yeah, it makes things very interesting and exciting if you're a Bills running back owner. So C.J. Spiller, I think, has a good opportunity. He led them in carries last week with, I believe it was 15. And Fred Jackson had the nice run at the end of the game. You have to figure he's going to have a nice opportunity as well. So I think Spiller's a solid number two. Fred Jackson is a good flex.
MJD had a procedure done on his hand, and he may play this week. I saw Latavius Murray get picked up in one of my leagues. Any interest?
If you're in a real deep league, I mean, think about this is what we were talking, that if MJD gets hurt, we know McFadden's injury history. At some point, Latavius Murray could be an interesting fantasy option.
Cecil Shorts returned to practice, and Dave Marquise Lee hurt his hamstring.
Yeah, we got to wait and see just how serious of an injury it is. And if he's out, that could open the door for Allen Hurns to get more targets and do more things.
Jay Gruden said Jordan Reed has a minor hamstring injury. You expect him this week against Jacksonville? Jordan Reed?
No.
Reed's not going to play. RG3 said as much. He said, I believe, something to the effect of we'll miss him.
Right. Niles Paul would be your home run, Hail Mary, desperation tight end.
Actually, I didn't even realize that Niles Paul had as good of a game as he had last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he
had a big catch. 90 receiving yards. Yeah.
And Jacksonville is
terrible
against tight ends.
And they're going to be without Cyprian. Or it looks like they could be without Cyprian. And another one of their cornerbacks is banged up. That defense is in bad shape already.
Tyler Eifert on IR designated for return out at least 8 weeks. Do you expect Toby Gerhart?
Yes.
Yeah.
Reggie Bush?
Yes.
Brandon Marshall?
Yes. Yep.
Alshon Jeffrey?
Uh-huh.
A.J. Yep. Green?
Nope. Just kidding. Yes.
Justin Hunter?
Yeah. For now, yeah, on Hunter.
All right. Let's read some Pittsburgh and Baltimore tweets real quick here. Eric Klein, Heath Miller or Jordan Cameron?
Well, you don't have a choice.
So Heath Miller it is.
Heath actually has a good track record against the Ravens.
Yeah, but it's interesting, though. He does have a good track record. He's got at least 7 fantasy points each of his last 3 games against them. Mm-hmm. But they didn't allow a double-digit performer. They allowed 2 in their last 17 games. Mm-hmm. So he'll be on the cusp. I actually have him as a sit and start sit this week. But I can understand if you want to start him.
Next tweet, Torrey Smith or Mike Wallace?
Wallace.
Yeah, I like Mike Wallace this week.
Brent says, half-point PPR, Torrey Smith or Marcus Wheaton?
I think you go Smith there.
I'd gamble on Wheaton.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would.
Pete, Torrey Smith, Terrence Williams, Golden Tate, or Justin Hunter?
Needs one?
Yeah, I guess.
Tate.
Yeah.
Christopher, Steelers or Vikings?
Steelers. You can't pick up the Vikings. They're next 5 games are against powerful offenses.
Well, what about just this week?
Is that really the only 2 choices that they could possibly have?
Yeah, aren't the Buccaneers out there? Can't you go with that?
I even go with the Dolphins, even without their linebacker.
You know who else is out there in over 31% of leagues? The Packers.
Against the Jets? That's not a bad call.
And the Buccaneers are owned in, I think, 66% of leagues. Ron K. Forsett, Terrence West, or Sean Green? Standard scoring.
Sean Green.
Yeah. I can't believe it.
From Derek Thomas, Forsett or Joik Bell, PPR?
Forsett for me.
I think that's the safe route. It was really weird that they didn't use Joik Bell really in the passing game.
His role is what it is now. He's the running
back. Yeah, but you would still think, though, that...
He's Pierre Thomas.
You know how we talk...
Thomas got a bunch of catches.
You know how we talk about... you were saying this, how the Saints are going to get predictable when Ingram's on the field? Don't you think that the Lions can get predictable when Bell's on the field? And the difference would be is that he can actually catch the ball.
It's a good point. It's a fair point. We'll see if that happens.
And finally, Justin Forsett or Rashad Jennings?
Here's the problem there is that if Joik Bell's on the field, they still have to defend against Calvin and Tate and everybody else.
No, but that's even a bigger point is that they could just clear out everything, and he's just underneath one-on-one with a linebacker, which he'll win 60% of the time.
Yeah, they'll come to that eventually.
So oh, listen, they can't get past hashtag John Beeson, though. So that's
no, they can't. Absolutely not.
No one can.
Listen, if you're not enthralled with your fantasy team this week, why don't you try FanDuel.com, the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues. There's real money. There's immediate cash payouts. They're paying more to winners than all other fantasy sites combined. $10 to enter for the $250,000 Sunday NFL kickoff contest. So, you know, it doesn't cost you a lot, and you can win a lot. And just set your lineup. It's a one-week fantasy football league. It's a lot of fun. Sign up at FanDuel.com, and you can use my code, CBSWIN. Use that code, CBSWIN.
Though, no, dude, that's my code.
It's my code, buddy.
I thought it was my code.
All right, fine. It's our code. Use our code, CBSWIN. They'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar up to $200. FanDuel.com before Sunday's game. There's a microphone upper right-hand corner of the screen, and then enter CBSWIN.
You know what's funny is Dave and I do a lot of radio spots around the country, and FanDuel advertises on a lot of radio shows around the country, and every radio host that either brings up FanDuel mentions they're also their own promo code.
I'm just saying that it's my code. It's, you guys can say whatever you want, but CBS Win is mine.
I thought yours would be Fluffy Marshmallow Stack.
That's big. Okay, here we go. Fill in the blank. Blank is a sleeper this week.
Jake Locker.
Position?
Yeah.
You have a kicker?
Terrence West.
Terrence West is a great one.
Blank is a PPR sleeper this week. Dave, do you want to do a sleeper or no?
That's it. I said Jake Locker.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Andrew Hawkins.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you love him in PPR.
I do. I think Greg Jennings is a sleeper this week.
Okay.
What do you think about that? Going with an old rickety man.
It's fine. Blank will be a bust this week. Wait a second. Really, Greg Jennings?
Not as like a top 24 guy. As a flex, PPR flex, yeah.
I mean, look, I know Mike Wallace had a good game, but still there is the Revis factor.
Yeah, I think they're going to throw a lot.
There's the thought that I think it was ESPN Boston said that they should put Revis on Patterson.
Yeah, that could be bad.
And I think Patterson would run circles around Revis.
I think Minnesota wins.
From a speed standpoint.
I think Minnesota wins.
Just speed.
Minnesota's not winning.
I think Minnesota wins the game.
Really?
I think Minnesota wins.
Oh,
I think it's
going to
be a
we have our bold prediction for Sunday.
Battle. Oh, yeah.
I think week one overreaction hardcore right there.
I don't think so.
Okay. So where are we now? Blank will be a bust this week.
A lot of running backs. Chris Johnson, Zach Stacy, Joik Bell.
You put Ryan Matthews in there?
Ryan Matthews.
How about Danny Woodhead?
I actually like Woodhead.
Do you?
Yeah. I think he's going to be a big factor with a lot of dump-off passes.
How about Jay Cutler at quarterback? Phillip Rivers at quarterback.
Cool.
Big Ben.
Cam Newton.
Russell Wilson. Oh. I like Cam.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that soon. Allen Hurns will be blank this week.
No, I don't think it's going to be that bad. I think it's going to be more like...
Okay. Rashad Jennings.
He actually will benefit if Lee is out.
Right. It's just more targets.
Dude, they're playing Washington. Washington's awful.
Defensively, yes.
Rashad Jennings is a blank start this week.
Must.
Really?
Yes.
I think he's a top 24 guy.
Colin Kaepernick will be blank this week.
Great.
Very, 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 very good. Top five good.
Fantasy owners should blank Zach Stacy.
Sit if you can.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say bench if you can. Same thing.
And blank is a sleeper DST.
The Bucks are a good one.
I got one.
Packers.
Chargers.
What?
Home against the Seahawks.
Really?
Yep. I think that could be a low-scoring game.
Yeah, I just don't know about turnovers. You kind of want turnovers from your defense.
Wilson got away with a couple last week.
Russell Wilson never turns the ball over. He's extremely good at that.
He was sloppy at times last week. Wasn't perfect.
Boy, you are harsh. You are harsh. Philadelphia at Indianapolis. We're going to start with this. I'm going to remind, I was actually reminded by one of our listeners that I have the Bonanza Curse, as I did last week with the Cowboys.
And
so.
What's the very first note on this game?
Philadelphia at Indianapolis. Bonanza?
Why don't we change the word?
No.
Instead of Bonanza to Banana.
I think it's funny.
My son would love that.
He likes bananas?
And pajamas.
Oh, okay.
Except he's 10 now, so we can't really make jokes like that.
Bananas. All right, so big-time fantasy game here, Monday Night Football?
I think it definitely will be for the Colts.
It'll be for both teams.
I'm scared, man. You look at that Philadelphia offensive line.
There's no pass rush for the Colts.
Yeah, but they've got big guys that can push, and I think they can generate a blitz. I think Pagano will take some chances and try and get Foles off kilter. Foles is going to have to play a really efficient game, really have to move well in the pocket to keep the Eagles on the scoreboard with the Colts.
So Luck is way ahead of Foles this week, right?
I mean, you know me. I'm Mr. Nick Foles. He's 14th right now in my rankings.
Jamie has Foles 9th.
Convince me. Convince me. Please convince me. I want to be convinced.
The Colts don't have a good defense. So I would imagine Chip Kelly will compensate for his lack of offensive line.
All right.
He can do that by doing a lot of, you know, quick hitters and three-step drops, stuff like that, that have been staples in the Eagles' offense before. But this is when I go to Jamie's argument from the preseason. If he doesn't have a game breaker like DeSean Jackson to take a pass, make a guy miss, and go long on a run after the catch, I think it's going to be hard. I think it's going to be hard for the Eagles to consistently move the ball. I think Indianapolis wins.
Oh, I agree with that.
That's fine.
But it could be like 35-17.
Yeah, but that's not the way the Colts play. They don't run away from teams.
Starter sit Darren Sproles.
I'm not using him. He had a nice run last week.
I think he's a good flex in PPR leagues.
Starter sit Jeremy Maclin.
I think he's a must-start guy when he's healthy.
Yeah.
10 targets. It's hard to get away from that.
I've got him 23rd at wide receiver. He's my highest-ranked Eagles wide receiver.
Maclin or Alshon Jeffrey?
I've got Alshon ahead of him.
Maclin.
Maclin or Terrence West?
West. PPR, you can make the case for Maclin.
I would agree.
Maclin or No'Shawn Marino?
No'Shawn. I think there's going to be a ton of running in that game between the Dolphins and the Bills.
Can't wait to watch it, Dave.
You might have four running backs with 10 or more fantasy points in that game.
Let's get that triple option going. Julius Thomas sucked last week against the Colts, so only 3 touchdowns. You like Zach Ertz this week?
Of course.
All right. He's no Julius Thomas, but he himself had quite a good game in week 1. Trent Richardson or Ahmad Bradshaw?
Bradshaw.
Standard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any league. I don't care. Unless it's, you know, you get points for a bad rushing average.
All right, fine. Ahmad Bradshaw or Terrence West?
Wouldn't you think, though, if they're going to run away from the Eagles, that he's going to get some opportunities late in the game?
I don't care. No. And if he does, it's a yard here, a yard there.
I'm not saying start him, but wouldn't you expect him to be?
I've got him ranked 43rd in my running. Or you have him ranked 43rd. I've got him 48th in my running back
Richardson.
Rankings. Richardson.
Whew. Well, so where's Bradshaw?
I am 33rd.
All right. So Bradshaw's a flex at best. Bradshaw or Bobby Rainey, assuming Martin's out.
If Martin is out, I'd probably lean toward Rainey.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Indianapolis wide receivers, rank them.
As of now, I've got Wayne, Hilton, Nicks. But Jamie's made some sense out of the receivers, so I might defer to him, and he'll say Hilton first, and I can get behind that.
I have both Wayne and Hilton. I changed some things last night and gave Wayne a touchdown.
Now you're changing the tune on me.
I think you start both.
I have Wayne too high
Hilton.
In my rankings.
Yeah, Wayne's in the late teens, early 20s.
Wayne's old, dude.
He's like 50.
Wayne has a kid that's in the late teens. I think you can start both. When you read start sit, you're going to see the first name under wide receivers. Maybe the first time I've ever done this. Reggie Wayne, T.Y. Hilton, and Akeem Nicks. And I explained there, you can start them all to varying degrees.
That Philadelphia secondary.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's not good. Yeah, you saw how Alan Hearns made him look.
All right, so let's go. Let's go. Maclin is ahead of all of them.
I'd put Wayne and Hilton ahead of Maclin.
Oh, okay. And Cooper is behind all of them, just to throw that out there?
Yeah.
I like Maclin the best.
Cooper last?
I go Maclin, Wayne, Hilton. Maclin, Wayne, Hilton, Nicks, Cooper.
Works for you?
Nah. I'd probably go Hilton, Wayne, Maclin, Nicks, Cooper.
Okay. And finally, Dwayne Allen, start or sit?
Start.
Dwayne Allen or Antonio Gates?
Allen for me.
Charles Clay?
Allen.
Martellus Bennett?
Allen.
Detroit is at Carolina. I think an extremely interesting game on paper. Contrasting styles. So, do you like the Detroit running backs?
they've made a good point about this, that Joik's going to struggle, and I agree.
So, do you like Reggie Bush? Maybe in PPR?
Yeah, I think he's okay. I wouldn't start Reggie Bush because he looked kind of sluggish running the ball.
Well, Bush did?
Hashtag John Beeson. who are some running backs you would start ahead of Joik Bell and Reggie Bush?
There's a ton that I would start ahead of Joik Bell, and I can give you my reasons for it and what I told Jamie. Bell had six games against top 15 run defenses last season, defenses that finished at top 15 against the run. Scored in two of them. That's it. Moreover, the Panthers have allowed three rushing touchdowns to running backs in their last... How many games, Adam? Take a guess.
The Panthers?
Yeah.
Nine.
18.
Whoa.
Three touchdowns on the ground to running backs in their last 18 games. I'm going to take a pass on... I've heard his name mispronounced a million times, so I'm not even going to try and be funny and mispronounce it, but I'll just say sit Joik Bell. I like Jeremy Hill better. I like Darren Sproles better. I would gamble on Mike Tolbert ahead of Joik Bell. That's crazy talk, but I think he can score in the home game.
Fine. Reggie Bush in a PPR league.
Totally different story. I like him there.
Would you go with Terrence West in PPR or Reggie Bush?
I think I'd probably rather go with West. I don't know if I have it ranked that way, but that's probably what I would do.
Okay. All right, then let's move on. Golden Tate, what do you expect from him this week?
Well, listen, if they can't run the ball, they're going to have to throw it, and that's a good matchup for him against Carolina.
Eight fantasy points more?
Maybe more. Scoring.
Yeah, I think you get a similar game like you got last week.
Maybe scores.
Well, maybe scores, yeah.
Picks up the turf in the or the dirt in the end zone.
Did you see it yet?
No, I will never see it. Starter sit Cam Newton.
I like him because I think he's I think giving him the week off made sense. I think the Panthers know what they're doing with him, providing him that extra maintenance, and then they won the game. Don't underestimate Kelvin Benjamin anymore. He's so good, and this Lions secondary is so bad. There is the deal of the pass rush, the offensive line coming after him. They're going to get to him a couple of times, but I think they know what's coming in Carolina, and they can move Newton around and out of the pocket and give him a chance to make plays downfield.
And why don't you like him, Jamie, Cam Newton?
Because of that pass rush, and I don't think that his ribs are 100%. It didn't make sense to give him a week off because he needed it. And I haven't seen Cam look good when I've seen him on the field in the preseason. So, yeah, I think he'll make plays to Benjamin. He'll make plays to Olsen. He'll make plays to the Lions defense. He'll get sacked a bunch. He's not going to run very much because of his ribs, because of his ankle. And I just don't trust him. So I don't think I have to start him this week.
You've got him 16th. Dave has Cam Newton 10th ahead of Locker, Palmer, Dalton, Foles, RG3, and all of those guys, except for RG3, are ahead of Cam. For Jamie, let's move on to D'Angelo Williams. Any use for him this week?
Nope.
No.
Would you go with D'Angelo Williams or Ryan Matthews?
Matthews.
Kelvin Benjamin, good?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's a good... Low-end two, high-end three.
Greg Olsen, top seven, so you can start him. And the Carolina DST is 14th for Jamie and 8th for Dave. Not loving the Panthers this week, Jamie? DST?
No, Detroit's offense is good.
I got him too high.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to New England at Minnesota. Game we all agree New England will win handily. Just kidding. Just want to make sure you guys are paying attention.
They'll win.
Starter sit Tom Brady. Threw the ball 56 times last week. And Minnesota just shut down Sean Hill and Austin Davis, just so you know. But starter sit Tom Brady, guys.
Must start.
He's still ranked in my top 12 for me. I'm a little jittery about it. Listen, the last time he took on Mike Zimmer, who called the game for the Bengals last year, Brady had a terrible game. He did it without Gronk. He did it without Vereen. There was rain involved.
Well, then
it was a tough
who
defense.
Who cares? And he played the Bengals.
Yeah, I know. But listen, I'm telling you, this Vikings defense is good.
They're good, but...
And they're going to crash that offensive line. They're going to try and do what the Dolphins did. They're going to trust their secondary. It's a better secondary in Minnesota than it was last season. Brady was brutal last week. He really has to come back with an A-plus game.
His line was brutal. Do they have the pass
rushers?
He was
brutal.
Do they have the pass rushers?
He completed 52% of his passes.
Yeah, he was on his back a lot too. I'm not saying he was good. I'm just saying separately.
They've got the meat up front to get to him.
His line struggled against the edge pass rushers. Okay. So Brady or Kaepernick?
Kaepernick.
J-May?
Let's see how I ranked.
I'll tell you. You have Kaepernick one spot ahead.
There's your answer.
Okay then. How do you approach the Minnesota or the New England running backs?
You start one and you sit the rest.
Which one do you start?
The only one.
Vereen. All right. You don't like Ridley
Jamie's
as a flex?
Crush.
No.
No, I don't like Ridley.
It's going to take him scoring a touchdown to be relevant.
Duh, don't be so down on Steven
It was
Ridley.
61 snaps to 21. Vereen for Ridley.
Okay. Fine. I withdraw my argument.
You know who they get week three?
Who?
Start Ridley in week three. I'm saying it right now. They're playing Oakland. I don't care if he fumbles four times this week. Start him next week against
If he
Oakland.
Fumbles four times, he's going to be a Raider next week.
Ridley or Forsett?
Forsett.
Forsett.
Okay.
Yeah, just no trust here.
Start or sit, Cordarrelle Patterson.
He's so hard to sit.
Yeah.
And here's the problem that this Patriots defense has. They're known for taking away the opponent's best playmaker. Well, that would normally be Adrian Peterson here. And that leaves the door wide open for Patterson to get a ton of targets, get a lot of action going his way, and to pick up more numbers, plus do whatever he can running the ball. That's really where he was effective last week. So I think Patterson has another big game, and he does it through the air this time.
Kyle Rudolph, start or sit?
I like him, too.
Yeah, you start him.
Okay, how about Greg Jennings, just to sort of finish up there? Like, what kind of league would you consider starting him?
A three-wide receiver league that's deep, and you need a third wide receiver.
You go with him over Hearns?
Yeah, I would.
Hawkins?
Nah, I think I like Hawkins better. Definitely in PPR, I'll take Hawkins.
Jacksonville is at Washington, the game of the week. Is this a get-right game for the Washington offense?
I think that's a great way to put it, and I think it is. I moved RG3 up in my rankings. I put him 15th. Go RG3.
Jamie does not have nearly as much confidence.
He actually could end up being like a top five quarterback this week. If you're looking for a crazy home run in those FanDuel leagues, RG3 is someone you could potentially look to. I think it's going to be a big game for Alfred Morris. I think this is a game where the Redskins can build a lead. I especially like DeSean Jackson to get behind the Jaguars defense and for Griffin to chuck it. We saw a good first half from the Jacksonville pass rush last week, and then the second half they just weren't nearly as good. The defense wasn't nearly as good. And I think the Redskins can learn from that and apply it to their game.
Want to hear an interesting stat, Dave?
Let's hear it.
Last nine Jaguars games, only three running backs have scored double-digit fantasy points on their rushing totals alone. So, and this is a guy who never catches passes.
Right.
That said, backfields, like running back tandems, have kind of destroyed Jacksonville recently, like Sproles and McCoy. And he doesn't really split carries so much, Alfred Morris. But just thought it was kind of interesting. Remember last year, Jacksonville started getting better against the run after their bye?
Sure, it's true.
And then they sort of faded toward the end. But they did a nice job against McCoy last week.
He still totaled like 110-some-odd yards, but a lot of it, 40 yards, I think, were through the air.
So but still, Alfred's like a must-start
I think
you.
He scores. I projected a touchdown for him.
How about the Washington wide receivers? I thought you guys were a little low. Lower than I thought you'd be on them this week, Garcon and Jackson.
Where do you think they should be?
Top 20? I don't know.
I need to see it first.
I'll gamble on DeSean this week.
Jamie's got Garcon 30, and Dave has Garcon 26.
Yeah, I have DeSean 18.
DeSean is 33 and 18. Yeah, I don't know. What more do you want to see? I mean, they both did fairly well last week. They just didn't score.
They did okay. Garcon did great. You love seeing the targets there. 12 targets, 10 catches. That's great. This team threw deep three times, and they were playing from behind. So they're going to do more of that this week. That's going to favor DeSean more than Garcon.
Macklin's better than both of them?
For me.
I actually like DeSean better. I think the upside is bigger with him than with Macklin.
And the downside's bigger.
Downside's bigger.
Would you go Pierre Garcon or Kelvin Benjamin?
I'll take Benjamin.
Benjamin.
I was just surprised. I was surprised to see Garcon so low for you guys.
It's a close call between them.
Between who? Garcon and Kelvin?
Between Benjamin and Garcon, yeah.
Can you trust any Jacksonville players this week?
Nope.
I got Carehart, Haney in my top five.
Well, Carehart?
Terrible quarterback.
Carehart, I guess, is okay by default because there's a lot of bad matchups for running backs, and if he plays, he should do well against that defense.
I got him 24th.
You guys are split on the DSTs. Dave has Washington 10th. And Jacksonville 20th, and Jamie has Washington 20th and Jacksonville 13th. I don't really want to start either.
Yeah, that's probably the way I'd go too.
We got four more games. We have Chicago at San Francisco. I don't know. I have no idea why I did that.
You're just excited about the city.
You got it.
You're a Rice-A-Roni fan all the way.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
The flavor can't be beat.
So are you concerned about, other than Forte, who's top 12 in standard, top 7 in PPR, are you concerned about the Chicago offense with the injuries to the offensive line?
I am, and that's why Cutler's ranked so low for me this week. And you just saw the way that 49ers defense, they were so aggressive with Romo, and it worked for them. You've got to imagine they're going to try and do the same thing against Cutler, and it'll work for them. Cutler, the Bears' only shot is if they don't turn the ball over. That's tough to do for Cutler. He breaks a few eggs from time to time. That's just how it is.
You guys each have Nick Foles ahead of Cutler. You have Carson Palmer ahead of Cutler. You have Andy Dalton ahead of Jay Cutler. Dave, yes, you also
I have RG3 ahead of Cutler.
Yes, you do. One spot ahead. So Cutler's 15th for Jamie, 16th for Dave. So how are you approaching Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey, assuming they play?
I think Marshall's just in a spot where you have to go with him. You drafted him to be a starter. You're not going to get cute now and sit him down. Listen, he had a good game at San Francisco with Jason Campbell playing as his quarterback. Found the end zone in that game. Didn't have great yardage to go with it, but it was what it was. I think Marshall can do better than that. The hamstring bothers me with Alshon. The matchup bothers me. Alshon, to me, is a number 2 receiver this week.
So if you're loaded at wide receiver, you wouldn't be afraid to sit Alshon?
I would not be afraid to sit Alshon.
Jamie, tell me how you're approaching the 49ers offense.
Start them all.
Well, okay. The Bears, as much as we were kind of crapping on their defense last week, they really didn't do that bad of a job.
That's against Buffalo.
Yeah.
Turnovers did end the defense.
Exactly. And the 49ers offense didn't really do that good of a job against the Cowboys.
They also lost a few possessions because their defense was scoring touchdowns.
That just seems like an excuse.
But well, that's how it goes. How, and they built a huge
you
lead.
Can't get in a rhythm.
They built a huge lead. They didn't
Gore
need
disappointed.
Points.
Bolden and Vernon Davis were great, obviously. Kaepernick had 21 fantasy points.
Crabtree was a disappointment.
Probably a disappointment against the Cowboys.
Yeah, but again, I was expecting more of a shootout, a bonanza.
Yeah, but it was also the worst defense in the league, arguably.
And now they're facing the second worst.
Okay. So Kaepernick, you guys have like a top 7 guy. And what about Crabtree?
I haven't lost faith in him. I don't have him as high as I did last week. He's still in my top 20, though.
No, he's not. Well, maybe he isn't standard.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, in standard he is. But actually, Jamie, you say start them all. You don't like Crabtree this week.
Oh, no, I like Crabtree. I just think there are 24 guys better than him. Doesn't mean I don't like him.
I think there are 30 guys better than him.
Okay. 30 guys better than him. I still gave him like 9 fantasy points. It's not like I don't think he's going to play well.
Well, by no means does he appear to be a must start according to your
No, I think
rankings.
The calf is a problem. I think there's a lot of mouths to feed now. So I think he's look, if you have him, you're not benching him.
How can you say that? You have him at 30th.
Okay.
I think you're benching him.
I'm not. I'm telling you, I'm not telling people to bench him. Receiver is a deep position.
Yeah,
so
I know. Receivers get benched.
Right. That's why you play in leagues that don't just start 4 spots. You start a flex option, and I think Crabtree's worth starting.
Okay. So I guess to sum it up, if you have to start Crabtree, you are totally fine with that. But you might be able to get away with sitting him this week if you have
It's the same thing that we just said about Alshon Jeffrey. If your team is loaded, you can get away from Crabtree this week. Because
what about Bolden, guys?
I think they're almost on par right now, in my mind. Both guys.
That's interesting.
And how about the Gore-Hyde thing?
I think you start both.
Yeah, I think if you can. Don't be afraid to start Hyde this week. Because if they pull away like we think, then Hyde might actually get extra work.
You think you could start both, but do you think you could actually sit both? Is either of them a must-start, Gore or Hyde?
Gore's higher. He's Gore. In my top 15.
He is.
Yeah.
All right, you guys still have faith in him. No Sean Marino or Frank Gore?
Marino.
I actually have Gore ranked ahead of Marino.
How about in PPR?
Marino.
I think it's Marino.
It was kind of weird that Marino didn't have a target.
Yeah.
The Dolphins reversed everything.
That was a true example of playing the hot hand last week.
Sure.
They ran both guys, and they saw Noshon was faring better, and they stuck with him.
We talked about Martellus Bennett a little bit earlier in the show. Arizona's at the Giants. Are you worried about the West Coast to East Coast short week effect?
A little bit.
Yes.
Not enough to sit their 3 main guys, though.
Could that be a low-scoring game?
Any Giants game is going to be low-scoring on one side. I mean, in all seriousness, it's hard to imagine the Giants putting up a lot of points, right? It's a good defense.
Here's the thing. think about the game Monday night. It was low scoring between the Cardinals and Chargers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And you still got a great performance from Palmer. You still got, if Ellington scores, he's a top 10 running back. So he played very well with 90 total yards, given the foot situation. And Michael Floyd played well. They just didn't get, you know, it was the touchdowns didn't come to the guys that you're hoping that they come to.
I don't really know that I think, I'm just going to say, I don't consider Ellington a must start in a standard scoring league.
That's fine. You don't have to.
Do you?
Yes.
Why?
Because I think he's going to be so involved. I mean, look, he led them in carries. He had 13 carries, which isn't great. But five catches. So they're going to get him involved as much as they can.
If he only has 13 carries against the Giants, we don't know that he's going to... He's probably not going to be their goal line guy.
No.
So...
I think you're looking at a floor of 70 total yards, but a ceiling of 100 total yards and a touchdown. Yeah, yeah. I've got him 20th.
Yeah, pass-catching running backs last year and last week did pretty well against the Giants, so PPR certainly. Michael Floyd or Larry Fitzgerald, who do you like better this week?
Floyd is the hotter hand right now. I think Fitzgerald is still worth starting.
I think Rogers Cromartie will be on him.
That doesn't bother me.
You know, people were kind of dumping on him because Calvin scored two touchdowns, but one was Stevie Brown ran into him, and one was an amazing throw in the back of the
right.
end zone with Andrew Roll covering
You can't
him.
Dump on any cornerback right. taking on Calvin Johnson.
So
that's
I'm keeping an eye on that. I thought he did a nice job last week when he wasn't getting run into by his own player. So Floyd, you guys like a lot. How about Fitzgerald? Is he a top 24 guy?
No.
He is for me.
Terrence Williams or Larry Fitzgerald?
Williams.
Let me see. I got Williams. I might have Williams too low. I got him 33rd. I might move him up, and I might move Fitzgerald down a little bit.
To what?
They could both be right around that 25 range among receivers.
DeSean Jackson or?
Fitzgerald?
Fitzgerald.
I'll take DeSean.
J-May?
I think I have Fitzgerald ranked higher, but I should probably move DeSean ahead of him.
Any waiver wire running backs you would start over Larry Fitzgerald?
Terrence West. We both
cool.
immediately go right to him.
You guys like Rashad Jennings?
Like, don't love. We're not taking him to the big fall dance at the gym.
I would start him. I'm not afraid of him against Arizona. I think you saw Ryan Matthews get 60 total yards and a touchdown last week against them.
Yeah, he had a pretty lousy game. I mean, it's hard to say other than the 20-yard touchdown
right.
run. But
I think you'll get 80 total yards from Jennings with the chance to score as well.
Yeah, talk about involved. He is quite involved.
And that's the biggest thing. Is
the
that
fact that he got
so
that
involved.
Goal line carry.
Right.
Yeah, Andre Williams is not in the frame of mind right now.
Can you trust anyone in the Giants passing game?
I don't want
no.
to.
I think Danelle and Niles Paul are interesting.
They're good sleepers yeah. this week at tight end. Danelle's interesting for the one-week leagues, too.
Yeah.
That's a guy to gamble on.
Both have good matchups. Who do you like better, Danelle or Paul?
Danelle.
And Arizona's DST top three, number one for Dave, number three for Jamie. This one should be pretty quick. St. Louis at Tampa Bay. Sit all Rams?
Brian Quick's okay. It's a deep option in PPR
yeah.
leagues.
I would like to speculate on Brian Quick in deeper leagues. He looks good. Zach Stacy only had 12 touches last week. I'm not ready to jump ship on him by any stretch. There were times where he looked good. He didn't look good. Same thing with Benny Cunningham. Could be a tough year
for
St. Louis at this point.
I hope it gets better. How do you approach the Tampa Bay running game as we don't know right now if Doug Martin will play?
I don't love Martin even if he does play because he won't be at 100%, and it's a tough run defense that he's looking at, even if Chris Long is out. I still think it's going to be hard for him. Remember, Logan Mankins, is he expected to go? I don't think so, right?
He was hurt, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make it either. It's going to make it hard on him. It's going to make it hard on Rainey. I don't really love either guy, but if we know that Martin's out, Rainey should be the primary ball carrier for them. Mike James might come in and take some off his plate. I don't know if I really love them against St. Louis. I mean, AP didn't have a good rushing average last week against them.
Big bounce back week for Vincent Jackson. Jamie has him in the top 15. Dave, 22nd in standard, 21st in PPR. So you don't think he's going to have a huge game, Dave?
I think he'll have a good game. There's a lot of receivers I like this week. I don't know if I'm ready to shoot him up all the way to the top.
Give him some Toradol.
Jamie, Mike Evans, starter sit.
You got to see it from him first.
I'm worried about that offensive line holding up and McCown making some bad decisions. He did face the Rams last year with the Bears, better offensive line in front of him, torched them over 350 yards, two touchdowns.
And both DSTs are top 10.
You'll see me move Vincent Jackson up.
We got the Jets and the Packers, our last game to break down here. Can you trust Eddie Lacy against this run defense? And, you know, I don't think you can just say, well, of course, it's Eddie Lacy. He was horrible last week, and he's dinged up coming off the concussion.
You have to be a little worried about what his workload will be coming off the concussion. He's had enough time. I don't think that's the issue. It looks like he's going to make it through the protocol well before the start of this game. Remember, he had extra time to get ready for the game. His game was on Thursday. Now it's on Sunday. Difficult matchup for him in that offensive line. Is Bulaga playing? We don't know. We know the center could be still an issue for them running the football.
There's a chance Bulaga's going to play with the sprained
MCL? He was practicing.
Really?
He was practicing with the sprained MCL. I don't know if I really love Eddie Lacy. I've got him 12th. That's the way I express my lack of love for Ed Lacy.
Jamie.
When the Packers are up by 21 or more points in the fourth quarter, Lacy will run them over.
But is
he going to be in there,
or are they going to try and save him a little bit?
That would be the concern that I would have.
Starks. My initial run of the rankings, I had Starks doing well in this game.
He'll do fine.
Starks, is Starks kind of in the Carlos Hyde vein of like, yeah, I mean, if you're desperate, if you're in a deep league, take a shot, killing the clock late.
No.
No?
I don't think he's nearly as good. Right. Who's to say it's not DeJuan Harris?
Why would it be DeJuan Harris?
Because he's also had that opportunity. Coaches was ahead
of him last week.
No, he's ahead of him. It's just a matter of
they could both
if you're going with the thought of why would they run out their top guy, why would they run out their second
they're
guy?
Not, it's
they
not
like,
the same
They like
thing.
DeJuan Harris.
Like, we know Carlos Hyde's going to play even if it's a close game between the 49ers and the Bears, whereas Starks, we just don't know.
Jamie, we got Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb, both top 10. We know the Jets' secondary not so good. What about Jarrett Boykin? Any room for him?
I think he's a good sleeper. You know, last week it was, I said yesterday, go sit on Richard Sherman's side and, you know, play patty cake. this week he's going to be more involved, and I think they'll do a good job to target him. So this is kind of the reason you drafted Jarrett Boykin. I saw him dropped in a few leagues. I was very happy to pick him up where he was dropped. And in three receiver leagues, I'm starting him as a third receiver in a couple formats.
I think it's got to be a deep situation to go with him in those types of leagues. But I do see where you're coming from, and I like it.
Chris Johnson or Chris Ivory?
I'll go with Johnson because I don't know how much Ivory will play. I'm expecting the Jets to play from behind. That suits Johnson far better than Ivory. Although the Jets might not necessarily think that way. They might just say, we need running back. It's your turn, Chris Ivory, and I'm a caveman. I don't know why I did the caveman there, but I did.
Can I say neither?
You can say neither. Neither one is in my top 24.
Chris Johnson or Stephen Ridley?
Johnson.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, Ridley. So bad. Chris Johnson.
He's not playing a lot.
Or Eric Decker.
Ugh.
It's his PPR Decker. League, I'd go Decker. I might even go Decker in a standard, too.
PPR League, Chris Johnson or Allen Hurns?
That's an interesting one.
Hurns if Lee is out.
Yeah.
And Green Bay's DST is 4th for Jamie, 6th for Dave, 68% owned.
They're going to destroy them.
Yeah. They got
Aaron Rodgers is going to have a monster week.
Yes.
He should.
And they're on a long week, too.
Yep.
Decker at 5 for 74. Do you think he could be a 15-point PPR league kind of guy?
I got him for exactly that much in a PPR.
Bingo. Who's going to score for the Jets? Who's in the end zone?
Jeff Cumberland.
Nick Folk.
Well, then, let's read some emails. FantasyFootball@CBSi.com. Put football podcast, starter sit, grade the trade. You know what? I'm not really getting that many baseball podcast emails anymore, so just put something in the subject line that indicates it's a football podcast email.
Sweet meatloaf.
Put sweet meatloaf in the... That's going to happen, Dave. We're
going to
get so many sweet meatloaf emails. Damn it.
What's wrong with that?
Our bosses are going to be like, why is my inbox being filled up with sweet meatloaf emails?
I can't wait for Ethan to do a Wedding Crashers thing of the two of you.
Of me and Dave?
Yeah.
Why, for meatloaf?
Yep.
I don't know if sweet meatloaf was in Wedding Crashers.
No.
I don't remember meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Right.
Yep.
Ben in Cleveland.
I love meatloaf.
He says, dear Blanton, Marty, and Sam. I have no idea who that is. I need an RB2, 12-team PPR. Ryan Matthews, Lamar Miller, Carlos Hyde, Benny Cunningham, Doug Martin.
from that group, is it Miller or is it Hyde that you go with? I would lean toward Miller. He certainly caught more passes in the offense for Miami last week. I think the run games for both teams are going to be strong.
All right,
Miller would be my pick.
Patrick in Peoria, Illinois. Hello, Rob, Bran, and Rickon.
Well, you know what that is.
You know what that is.
Yep, Game of Thrones.
You got to get on the Game of Thrones train, Dave.
I don't even have TV at my house this week.
No, you don't have to do it this season.
I've never even watched Lost.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I want to watch Lost. I'm not going to get into Game of Thrones.
It's so good. I didn't think I
don't think he would like it.
So good. I didn't think I would like it. It's pretty.
Jamie, would I like it?
I don't think so.
See, thank you.
Would you have thought I would like it?
Yeah.
Really? The only people that know me better than Jamie are my mom and my wife.
I need one in flex. Gerhardt, Rashad Jennings, Golden Tate, or Kelvin Benjamin.
I'd go Kelvin Benjamin. Let's do this.
Over Rashad Jennings and
Jennings,
Golden Tate?
Jennings.
Dear Steve, Chevy, and Martin. Is it Chevy or Chevy Chase?
Chevy.
Chevy Chase.
Why did I think it was? I knew that. It was a stupid question. Of course it's Chevy Chase. Starter sit, Romo or Locker?
I have a Romo ranked ahead of Locker.
This is from Jason in New York. He says, help, I need an adult. this is from Jonathan in Denver. Hey, Monte, Lucille, and Foot.
Types of balls.
Half point PPR, pick two. Michael Floyd, Shane Vereen, Kendall Wright, pick two.
Do you get away from Shane Vereen here for the Kendall Wright factor against Dallas? Because that matchup is good. And Floyd, I can't see myself sitting. I'm going to ask the father of Shane Vereen Eisenberg.
Sorry, I was a little distracted. I just got an email from Fantasy Pros. I was the number one expert for week one.
Oh, awesome. Hey. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Where was I?
1, 2, 3. Hold on, wait. 45, 60, 82.
Yeah, 82,000.
155.
You finished ahead of me.
I beat Jamie in fantasy football today. Like, so anyway, the question is, Michael Floyd, Shane Vereen, or Kendall Wright? Pick two.
Bench Wright. Love Kendall Wright this week. He actually was the second choice of our name for our child between Shane Vereen and Kendall Wright.
Kendall Wright Eisenberg.
Kendall Eisenberg.
Sounds like popcorn.
I like
Kendall
it,
Eisenberg does sound good. Cool. Shane Eisenberg sounds good, too.
What do you think, Dave? Who are you sitting here?
Yeah, I'd sit right as well.
And also, can you figure out what everyone on this team has in common? Matt Ryan, Jamal Charles, Giovanni Bernard, Brandon Marshall, Michael Floyd, Reggie Wayne, and Jordan Cameron.
They all have A's in their names.
They all have two first names.
Oh.
And they make a pretty good fantasy team if you want to just draft on that. All right, next up is Chris from Detroit. Hey, Jaws, Mayday, and Largo. 10-team PPR league. Doug Martin or Vereen?
Vereen.
Jay Cutler or Carson Palmer?
Palmer.
Yeah.
I heard the podcast yesterday. Who would Jamie draft first in a points per diaper change league? Herc, Adam, or Dave?
Woo! Diaper changing? Like, you guys getting your diapers changed, or you guys changing diapers?
We're changing diapers.
Well, obviously, Dave is first.
Uh-huh.
Then who is it? More of my choices?
Herc and me.
There's no way I'm trusting Herc with my child.
If you had to change one of our diapers, who would you choose?
Whoa.
Definitely not Dave.
Yeah, definitely not Dave.
You don't want to come near
I don't think I could get Dave on the diaper changer.
Next email is from Jordan.
Says, yeah, it would definitely be you because you're the easiest one to lift.
Thank you. Dear Hunter, Sean, and Billy.
Now that one Ethan's going to have a fun time making.
Who do I start in my
Photoshop of?
What's his Twitter? At EthanWVU?
EthanBWVU.
EthanBWVU. Great Photoshopper. Dear Hunter, Sean, and Billy, who do I start my flex this week?
Sketcher Doodle could give him a run for his money,
too. Yeah, all of the...
All right, the race is on, fellas. Put Adam on a diaper changing table.
Jamie's changing me. Let's focus. Finish out strong here. Standard League, who's starting in a flex spot? Macklin, Noshon, or Stacey?
I think it has to be Noshon.
It's not even close as Noshon.
Yeah.
Ellington or Ingram, standard, from Jarrett in Seattle.
Ingram.
Ellington.
No, Ingram.
From David, Carson Palmer or Cutler?
We answered that already.
Palmer. Zach Stacy or Terrence West?
T. West.
From Cody, deal Dale, Brennan, and Derek. Greatest movie ever, Step Brothers. Mark Ingram or Terrence West?
That's the greatest movie ever?
No, but it's one of
the most underrated movies
ever.
That's the greatest movie ever.
Ingram or Terrence West?
I'd trust Ingram first.
Ingram, my boy.
Joey Cafaro from Las Vegas. Pick two running backs, half-point PPR. Martin, Monte Ball, Hyde, Terrence West, Joique Bell, Toby Gerhardt.
Monte, T. West. That would be my pick.
Ball Hyde.
From Vahid, Flex, Cordarrelle, Gore, Macklin.
Ew.
Yeah, I think Cordarrelle has the most upside.
He definitely has the most upside, but I think Gore might be
it's
the
your flex.
Safest.
It's your flex.
Safest.
Home run time.
And last one is from Philip. Dear Alex, Thad, and Sammy.
Watkins?
Alex Watkins?
Blue Mountain State. The heck is that? I don't know what that is. It's a TV show, apparently. Nick Foles or Andy Dalton?
Dave's boy.
You're going to go with my boy, Nick Foles?
It's so funny how the season has turned.
I'll take Dalton.
2 weeks in, and I'm defending Nick Foles. Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you very much. And
yeah,
I'm gonna hang up now.
You're gonna hang up and listen.
I'll hang up and listen.
Make sure they talk to you guys on Saturday.
Oh yeah, Saturday. You guys have to plug that tomorrow on your podcast. Saturday night on the radio, CBS Sports Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern to midnight. CBS Sports app, radio.com app, radio.cbsports.com. Plenty of ways to listen. And we'll talk to you then. For Dave Richard and Jamie Eisenberg, I'm Adam Azer. Adios.
Bye.